This is Reverend Al Sharpton, James Brown, the Godfather of Soul. He was not just a hot entertainer. He was not just a prolific performer. He was a historic figure. He changed music as we know it. I remember when I used to speak sometime at his show, he would always smile when I would say there were four B's in music: Bach, Beethoven, Brahms, and Brown. But the truth is that James Brown impacted music just like they did, because he literally changed the beat. The beat to a 1-3 from a 2-4. He taught the world to be on the one. That's why he's still the man. Cause every time I hear a hip-hop record on the one, that's James Brown, he's still the man. Every time I see an artist sing and get the dancing and get the movement and get those of us to begin to be demonstrative on the one, that's James Brown, he's still the man. Every time I see someone slide across the stage, someone go down in a split, someone come up with supreme and superior showmanship, that's James Brown, he's still the man. Every time an artist goes in a studio and sings for a cause bigger than themselves, that's James Brown, he's still the man. Every time we use our art and our music to lift those that are down at the bottom, to look toward the top and dream for a better day, I know that James Brown is still the man. Every time I see a kid, black, white, Asian, Latino, come from nothing and believe they can go somewhere and beat the odds, I know that's James Brown. He's still the man. If you don't believe, he's still the man. He's still the man. James Brown.
Say it loud,
Long Live James Brown.
Everybody say it.